It's okay. Doesn't really matter if you're old and gray. It's all right. I say it's okay. Listen to what I say.
Hey, this is Rob Smith, Rob's Right Podcast. Oh, there's been so much to do, and it's been too much. So I haven't done any here in over a week, and I need to get up, probably do a few this week, just try to cover all the things that have been happening. Today's May the 2nd, 2022. But, well, oddly enough, what this is about is a little outside of all that. A friend has been sending me some updated information about a town he lives in Alabama, a city he lives in Alabama, about this history and all. And he and I went to junior high and high school together, and it reminded me of something as it linked to the memorial service done yesterday for Walter Mondale. And Walter Mondale's best known for the 1984 battle between his Mondale as a Democrat, Reagan as a Republican. And it was the first time that I was really active in a way to politics, though it was minor in comparison to what I was doing just about 3 years later, it was still something. And my friend is, I believe he's also a very conservative Republican up in Alabama. And I was such back even when we were in high school. I've always been leaned to the conservative. Of course, my family were Republicans, and my family's been Republicans in Florida for over 100 years. I'm very proud of that. I don't care what happened before that, where they were. That's where my family moved. They are from up north and came south to Florida. I believe, as I understand, they were Republicans up there too, but. I'm more concerned about Florida. And speaking of which, so I was a conservative Republican. I registered, I believe, as soon as I turned 18. But it wasn't until it was the first presidential race I could really get involved in was the 1984 presidential race. So I did, in a minor way. I wore buttons. You see, though, I was going to a school called the Joe Kubert School of Cartoon and Graphic Art, Inc. Joe Kubert was a legend in comic books. You may have just heard Neil Adams die. I should do something about that, about Neil Adams, just about his political views. I've spoken about him before in a few podcasts. It was a year or more ago. But he died here 3 days ago, and he was a major influence on me. But be that as it may, so Neil Adams was certainly one of the legends, and Joe Kubert was another up there with him. Anyway, so I was going to the Joe Kubert School of Cartoon and Graphic Art up in New Jersey, and I was, of course, the room was, I don't know the designation of everyone in there, but I know the lady beside me was a Democrat. In fact, I happen to know she's still a Democrat today. She's a very well-known comic book artist named Amanda Connor. And she was she was wearing a button that had one of those red circles with a stripe through it. It was one of the first times the early 80s was when those were really starting to come about. There was a reason they were coming about, and that was a movie called Ghostbusters. And Ghostbusters was a very big film. It just came out, I think, the year before. And there was these ghosts coming out, and, you know, stop the ghosts. Well, this was the same red circle with a stripe through it with Reagan that she wore. So I went about tracking down one with Mondale on it, and I wore, and she got really upset about that I would wear something like that, and, oh, well, how dare you. She's still way, way, way left today, but that was my first time I really had stood out about a political campaign, was wearing that little button around. And I didn't wear it anywhere, everywhere, because, you know, I was all of, I guess I was all of 19, 18, I guess, no, well, yeah, 19, somewhere in there. And I was insecure about the whole thing. Little did I know, it was just a couple of years later. So this was actually 83 that I was wearing this, because 84 was the election. So 83 into 84. And it wasn't until 85 that I started my job with the city of Orlando in planning, and suddenly, it's just this whole series of events came about where I was getting involved in historical organizations, environmental issues, and also very much so with the Republican Party, which I am still as involved, more so even today. But that was my first foray was back then during the 84 race, which was really 83, doing my little teeny nothing part. But it was just something I recall because my friend from high school, it's funny how we're both, I don't know if he was conservative back then. I know I was, but I didn't really get active until the Kubert School, and it was against Bondale. And I don't know how much I knew. I had my issues with Reagan because I knew he had come from California. I knew he had some Democrat views and had done, and that's true. Anybody conservative out from the West who claims to be conservative Republicans are not conservative Republicans to those in the Midwest, and really not so to the East Coast. I was just, I don't know if I mentioned, I've done a podcast. I was at an event in Sumter County with a Sumter County Republican Club, which basically is made up of a lot of folks from the villages. Guy sits beside me, we're talking. He tells me, I just moved here. He didn't talk like this. He had just that, he's from Idaho. He had that bland Idaho talk, and I don't know how he's talking. I don't know how to talk in Idaho. I know how to talk in Jersey or Chicago. Anyway, he's from Idaho. He talks slow. I don't know how deep people, I don't know how people talk so slow. Folks, you probably wish I'd talk slower. Anyway, so here's Idaho. He sits beside me. He said, yeah, I asked him, as I usually do people who move here. I ask, why'd you move to Florida? We all make mistakes. That's okay. What was your mistake? Anyway, he said that he moved here because in Idaho, all these people are moving in from Colorado. They're moving in from California and Washington and Oregon, and they're all moving into Idaho. And he was all upset about it, how these people are all moving in there. And so he packed up and moved to Florida. So my response was obvious. I said, well, yeah, I know those people. Well, yeah, but you're a Republican. He said, oh, yes. Yeah. I said, well, you know, the Republicans out there aren't like Republicans here. They're not as conservative. I've never talked to one that is as conservative as we are out here. And he's got, oh, well, no, I believe, you know, here, watch this. It always happens with those, and I think it's unfortunate. Too many conservative Republicans, if you challenge them, they immediately flip the same card. But I believe in the Constitution. But if you ask them more about the Constitution, they tend to know very, very little about it. And I said, well, that's nice, but what do you know about our Florida statutes? Of course, that caught him. And I said, you know, it's really a problem we have. These people moving from out west who think they're conservative, they come here and they actually are more left, and they lean our, and he got real, real upset. And I said, well, look, wait a minute. You moved here because people are moving into your state. Because you were upset people moved into your state. And so I said to him, I'm upset you moved here. Oh, that's the same thing. He got up and left. He left the whole meeting. He drove away. He was so upset with me. But what was he saying? These people don't think they just moved to Florida. Say, oh, no one's going to bother me here. Everybody's, it's welcome wagon 24/7. No, it's not. I don't want you moving here if you don't live here in our state. Why? Why would you leave your family, your friends, your heritage? Why would you leave that and come here? Why would you do that? Money? That's a rotten reason. Politics? Even worse. And let's look at our history in Florida to show how we've gone liberal, Democrat. Bulk history of Florida has been on the Democrat side, and we're going back there again. The state will definitely be a blue state here, about 15, maybe 20 years. On the peninsula side, maybe not on the panhandle, but the peninsula will be. But a lot of people just ignore Dade and Broward and Palm Beach counties and Hillsborough and Pinellas and Orange, as if, or even a good part of Duval these days, and certainly Volusia, and so many other counties are more and more and more and more blue, and less and less and less and less Republican. Okay, you can live in the void and a vacuum of the villages and think everything's Republican, but that doesn't mean that it actually is. Wow, did I just cover a lot of territory there? But it was fun to share that. My friend Cliff just sent that thing to me and sent me some information about where he's from and what they're up to. And oddly enough, connects to our Florida history, which I'll leave a message about. I won't get into Florida history here. But it just reminded me, though, about the Mondale situation, how I wasn't you know, that was one thing, whereas Amanda Connor at Kubert School was, you know, fire-breathing Democrat. I wasn't then, I'm still not now, as a Republican. I mean, I feel strongly about conservative issues. I work, I mean, I'm a part member of the executive committee. I work so hard in campaigns and all over the place. But I do think reason has to be part of it. There has to be a weighing and consider of all ideas. And we have to have a better understanding of what conservative means. And we don't do enough of that. I mean, an argument being recently that a true argument by Yoram Brook that I've actually been saying myself here for the last couple of years is that the big problem with DeSantis is that he displays an appalling amount of authoritarianism that he pushes upon us. I mean, as much as I love what he pretended to do involving the Disney. I haven't done a podcast about that yet. I need to, about Disney's Reedy Creek. That we don't want that coming from the governor's office, even though the governor's office actually has to do it because it's a state thing. So that's fine. But we don't want dictates coming from the governor. If this was a Democrat, my conservative friends would be up in arms as much as the liberal ones are up in arms that a conservative is doing authoritarian things. But we'd be more so because we're against authoritarianism. Democrats love this stuff. So they actually should be happy about that, what DeSantis is doing on one side. And that's a point out to my Democrat friends. But on our side, we don't want him saying, I'm stopping this, I'm stopping that, because we don't want that. That's bad. Let it be done as locally as humanly possible. That's how we get things done. That's how things should be. That's what's really wrong with the Reedy Creek project. I mean, there's a whole, I'll do a podcast about that. But the Reedy Creek thing is Disney's only answerable to the state of Florida. They don't have to listen to anybody else anywhere. I mean, that is the worst kind of authoritarianism there is. But anyway, all right. Well, I just thought I'd cover that little bit of territory there. I just bounced around here about Mondale and Disney and Florida and history and everything else, but this is almost an amalgam of things. But my major focus was to talk about Mondale, so I'll title it Mondale Plus or something. Anyway, thank you for listening. I'll come back. I'll do some. I know the Reedy Creek Improvement District issue too well. I've been battling and entangled with that since the 80s, and I have a lot of thoughts about that. So I'll have to come back and do something about that, and there's so much else going on too. But thank you very much for listening, being a part of things, and I appreciate it. Thank you for being here. And if you have any questions, join my Rob Smith Jr. Pop Political Cartoons and Commentary over on Facebook, or Rob Smith Jr. on Twitter and all the other Gab, and I'm on 15 or so different other sites. Just look for me. Thank you so much for listening, being a part of things. And this is Rob Smith,
Rob's Right Podcast. I'll talk to you later. Bye.
Oh, wait. I just messed up the sound. There we go.
It's all right.